Good afternoon, this is Audie.
Hello, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Immigration.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
0.
Crime and violence.
10.
Democracy.
3 or 4.
Is it 3 or is it 4?
3.
Criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform. That's kind of vague. I don't know if it really matters much to me. Maybe 3 or 4. 3.
In K-12 education?
That one's another kind of vague question. In what regard, in what respect?
And on a scale of 0 to 10, what would be the number you choose for K-12 education?
3.
Climate change?
3.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Voting rights?
3.
Racism and discrimination?
3.
Healthcare?
3.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Abortion rights?
0.
Student loan debt?
0.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as citizens now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
10.
And may I ask, what is your race? Is it white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, maybe Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm good old white, I guess. Just plain old white.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I was male last time I checked.
Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
1970.
And what is the highest level of the school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Maybe 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, maybe associate degree, bachelor's degree.
Associate degree.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Eight.
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of powers you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say 8. They have just as much as I do.
Okay. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. So the first one is Raphael Wernick.
Five.
Tim Walz.
Say that one more time.
Oh, Tim Walz.
Don't know who he is.
So you never heard of Tim Walz?
Nope.
Brian Kemp.
Five.
J.D. Vance.
Five.
John Ossoff.
Five.
Andrew Dickens.
Never heard of him.
And Brett Raffensperger.
Five.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or maybe you were undecided, or you're not planning to vote?
Donald Trump.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I don't know who either one of them are, so I don't know.
So you are undecided or?
Undecided.
Okay. If you have to choose, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided or you're not planning to vote?
In respect to who?
In respect to the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate.
You mean for president or for something else, some other seat?
For president.
Oh, I would probably vote Republican right now.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jurgensen.
I voted for Trump. I voted for Donald Trump.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or maybe much better?
Worse, not much worse, but worse.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it would make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I'd say a moderate difference.
Moderate difference. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
No difference.
So from 0 to 10, what would be the number?
I'd say 0.
And your local mayor?
0.
COVID-19 recovery?
0.
Black voters?
0.
Vice President Harris?
0.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
0.
Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, and a 5 means that you are not sure. And a 0 means that the policy will not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fair credit practices. So you may choose any number from 0 to 10.
0. Didn't change anything for me.
Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10.
I don't even know how to answer that one.
Remember that we got three different options, Zero.
Yes, is five make no difference?
It's not sure.
Not sure.
Okay, so your number is five. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah, is that not sure?
Yep.
If it makes any difference, yeah.
Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10, what would be the number you choose?
5.
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When a state prosecutor failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Emmett Arbery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10, what would be your number?
I would say, let's say 7.
Because we demanded funds for HBCUS, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in Israeli black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10, what would be your number?
5.
Okay. And, well, thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'd say 8.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of powers you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of powers to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say 8.
As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I'd say worse.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
When did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, maybe 1 to 3 months ago, 3 or 6 months ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, or more than a year ago? Or you really
more
don't
than
remember? Okay.
More than a year, yeah, definitely.
And how did you register to vote? By mail, impersonate a government office, like, you know, DMV, election office,
or DMV.
Okay.
DMV. Yeah.
And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
I'm straight.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married?
Separated? Okay.
I'm married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18 years old?
Yes.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Negative.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I guess I'm leaning more Republican now, but I don't know what's been the case.
So,
are you talking about overall my whole life or just right now?
I think it's overall because it's like, you
overall,
know,
I would say I'm independent. I've always kind of been independent, yeah.
And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say you're employed full-time, maybe part-time, temporarily laid off, or unemployed, maybe retired?
I'm full-time, yeah.
In May of last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, maybe less than $24,000.
No, $225,000.
Okay. And well, this is all. I just wanted to thank you for your prizes, Sam, and your participation was very important. Have
okay.
a good day, Sam. Thank you for
you too. Thank you very much.
Same for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.